The fight for the future is now. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream
right now
at Infowars.com/show.
All right, as usual, I've got just loads of political news to get to today. And in fact, I'm going to do something that I haven't seen anyone else do. And I'm going to break down, I'm not going to give it away, but let's just say I'm going to break down the truth about the Clinton paid for dossier, responding to the actual claims that the creators of it are making. And it's going to probably take two or even three segments to do that, but it's going to be well worth it because we're going to get down to the bottom of it. And before I get to all of the other crazy political news we have to play this video. SpaceX, I believe they're calling it a successful launch. Guys, has it penetrated through the atmosphere yet? We're getting some live updates from the SpaceX Falcon Heavy launch today. It was lifted off by two Falcon 9 rockets, which then landed successfully back on the platform after the launch. And the Falcon Heavy is approaching, leaving the atmosphere, may have already left the atmosphere, not sure. It has a Tesla car attached to it as part of a stunt. Really crazy stuff here that Elon Musk is doing with Tesla. Is that the video that we wanted to roll, guys, or is that a different video? That is the video? Okay, so yeah, this is just some B-roll. There's the Falcon 9's landing. Wow, look at that. That is cool stuff right there. So Elon Musk and SpaceX doing some cool stuff right now. Falcon Heavy launches today with the help of two Falcon 9s that then land successfully. Very cool. Very cool. You know, it was SpaceX that launched the Zuma package that was reportedly a failure, which may have been intentional fake news as to not let the truth out about what the Zuma package may have been. But that's neither here nor there. We've covered those bases. Cool stuff going on with SpaceX. Here's a report from Leanne McAdoo talking about the FBI potentially, well, let's be honest, the FBI is guilty of high treason. Here's Leah McAdoo with that report.
I was speaking to him and briefing him about some salacious and unverified material. I was briefing him on it because we had been told by the media it was about to launch. We don't want to be keeping that from him. And if there was some, he needed to know this was being said.
Did the FBI violate the Woods procedures by taking unverified and salacious material to the FISA court in order to justify a wiretap? Cheryl Atkison reports that there's an extraordinarily high bar set in order to gain this surveillance authority. Because FISA Title I surveillance is so comprehensive, it immediately results in the loss of constitutional protections. The U.S. government, through the FISA court, makes it very difficult to gain FISA Title I surveillance authority over a U.S. citizen for the very purpose of preventing unverified information from ever reaching the court. They weren't just requesting some low-level FISA 702 search query. The FBI was saying Carter Page was a spy. This requires an entirely different level of surveillance authority, the highest possible. And the completed FISA application requires approval through the FBI chain of command. It starts with the FBI field offices before making its way to FBI headquarters to get approval. Then it goes on to the Justice Department. Then the DOJ verifies the accuracy of every fact stated in the application. If anything looks unsubstantiated, the application is sent back to the FBI to provide additional evidentiary support. So it continues to go back and forth between the FBI offices and the DOJ until they are satisfied that the facts in the FISA application can both be corroborated and meet the legal standards for the court. Presentation of any such unverified material to the FISA court would appear to violate those crucial procedural rules. Yet former FBI Director James Comey allegedly signed three of the FISA applications on behalf of the FBI.
I was speaking to him and briefing him about some salacious and unverified material. Again, he was reacting strongly again to that unverified material, saying, I'm tempted to order you to investigate it.
The Woods procedures are named for Michael Woods, the FBI official who drafted the rules. They were instituted in April 2001 to ensure accuracy with regard to the facts supporting probable cause. Amid all of the exhaustive FBI surveillance into every aspect of Mr. Carter Page's life, he'd never been accused of any crime. So the bigger story here is that this FISA memo scandal is being spun to say...
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life.
Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Democrats are like death, un-American, and treasonous. Well, don't take my word for it. That's right from the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. The man they tried to stop, the man they did everything to try to keep out of the office of United States President, well, he's in. And he's draining the swamp right now. And they're trying to do everything they can to try to scuttle the American recovery, scuttle the American revolution, and scuttle the third great awakening. Welcome into the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. We are going to be joined by my co-host, Roger Stone, in the second hour. Jerry Corsi joins me in the 5 o'clock hour, the third hour, to talk about his newest story on Infowars.com. Bill Clinton offered Lynch Scalia's seat during tarmac meeting, that according to the latest QAnon post. So we're going to talk to Jerry Corsi about that. Of course, there was all kinds of scrutiny surrounding the illegal tarmac meeting between Lynch and Clinton. Oh, but Bill Clinton said it was just about grandchildren, so we should believe him. It's not like he's a liar. But then QAnon posts about perhaps there being a discussion. Hey, Loretta, why don't you let Hillary go for all of these crimes? You know she's guilty. I know she's guilty, but she's got to beat Trump and she's got to win the seat of presidency. So, you know, just let this slide, Loretta. Do what you can to let these crimes Hillary committed slide. And hey, you know, once Hillary gets in, I mean, we're rigging the whole thing. So, I mean, you know about that, Loretta. Come on, you know, and you work with Obama. Obama knows what's going on. So we're rigging the whole thing for Hillary. So Hillary will get in and we'll give you that Supreme Court justice seat. Yeah. How do you like that, Loretta? All you got to do is just turn your head the other way. You don't see any of these crimes committed by Hillary Clinton. You don't see the obstruction of justice committed by Hillary Clinton. You don't see the private email server illegally that Hillary Clinton had. No. No, you don't see any of that, do you, Loretta? And Loretta says, as she looks at Bill Clinton's eyes, hopefully he was still clothed at the time, she says, well, yeah, that makes sense, right? And I think I could become Supreme Court Justice, right, Bill? Right? Bill says, yes. Yes, Loretta, I think that you're picking up what I'm putting down. So we're going to be talking to Jerry Corsi about that. And there's other dates and details about that that we're going to discuss as well with Jerry Corsi. If you want to get primed for that interview, the story is on Infowars.com. Bill Clinton offered Lynch Scalia seat during tarmac meeting. That according to the last QAnon post. But here's what I think is actually going to be the highlight of today's show, which I'm actually really excited to do. What I have here is a 19-page story from Vanity Fair. Now, this story ran March 30th, 2017, was the original posting date. And what this is, the headline is, How Ex-Spy Christopher Steele Compiled His Explosive Trump-Russia Dossier. So for all of you out there wondering, just like any critically thinking American would be who's been following this story, what was the true origination and basis of the dossier. Well, here's the amazing thing about it. This story on Vanity Fair that ran almost a year ago breaks it all down. However, there are intentional omissions and intentional, let's say, protection of certain individuals in this story that they use to try to act like it's a bigger deal than it is. But the beauty about it is now that I have this 4-page memo from Nunes, I can actually go into this story, fill in the holes, connect the dots, and conclude it. And what you're going to discover is actually going to be unbelievable. And here's the other thing too. So I'm going to do that in the next two segments. It's probably going to take me two segments, maybe even three segments to get through that. So we're going to do that in the next two segments. I'm going to read from this. Now, I already read it today. I'm not going to waste your time with all 19 pages, but I highlighted the important parts, and it's going to give you a clear picture about what actually happened with the dossier, clearer than even what we got from the Nunes memo. See, the Nunes memo is from the perspective of the Oversight Committee and the intelligence committees in Congress that were doing their own independent research into this. And the Vanity Fair story is from the perspective of the deep state, of the Democrats, of the Trump haters that wanted this to be the end of Trump. And it talks about the evolution of this document. It talks about its creation. It talks about how it came to fruition. And it's really quite shocking. And the reason why I wanted to do this today is because, get ready, folks, the Clinton paid for fake Russian dossier is about to be more toxic than it already is. That's the amazing thing about it. We tend to forget that this fake dossier was actually 35 pages long. The whole golden showers thing was an extraction that they took from the dossier to use as the focal point or the distraction that seems to legitify the dossier, make it a story, and then make Trump out to look like, I don't know, some sort of, perverted freak or whatever. And that's probably what they're into, if you want to be honest about it. But that's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to do it in the next segment, and it's really going to be amazing. But this dossier is about to get more toxic for the Democrats, folks. It goes well beyond Hillary Clinton paying for it. Oh, you better believe that. And the salacious lies that were in that dossier are only going to compound the justice that's going to be levied against these people. If justice really exists. And we do feel like we're being patient right now with Hillary Clinton not being behind bars, but we hope that the Department of Justice, led by sleepy Jeff Sessions, and President Trump as president, that we will finally have some justice. Hillary Clinton will finally be locked up. Or if she wants to reach some sort of plea bargain and blow the whistle on all the other criminals in her cabal and maybe get away with house arrest, I think maybe we could be okay with that. But that's just one opinion here. So you're not going to want to miss the next two segments when I'm going to be breaking this down, because it really is amazing, folks, how much they lied. And they made it up, and they knew they made it up. All of them knew they made it up. It was fake from the entire get-go. But this is the incredible thing. We've been reporting, and it's true, and everybody's been reporting this angle, Russian collusion was actually with Hillary Clinton and the Uranium One deal. That's the real Russian collusion here, right? Well, yes, of course. But actually, there is a story here that is true. There was a presidential candidate that coordinated with Russians in the middle of the campaign process, fully surrounded and focusing on the campaign in order to try to influence the election. Because what you're about to find out on the other side is more than what you already thought you knew about this dossier. It's more than I thought I knew. And what we're going to do is we're going to take essentially the left's perspective on this, which we'll call it that for lack of a better phrase, versus the right's perspective on this, which is right. And then we're going to cross-reference them, and we're going to get down to the cold, hard truth. So on the other side of this break, I will be reading directly from the Vanity Fair story from March 30th, 2017, how ex-spy Christopher Steele compiled his explosive Trump-Russia dossier. The problem is it was a sticky grenade, and Hillary Clinton didn't know it was a sticky grenade, and she pulled the pin on it. Now it's stuck in her hand. And so she doesn't know what to do. And so the Democrats have this Russian dossier sticky grenade in their hand, and they keep trying to throw it everywhere, and it just keeps sticking to them. Well, you're about to find out why on the other side. They were right. It's an explosive fake dossier, but it's exploding all over the Democrats, and it's only going to get worse, folks. It's only going to get worse. We break it all down on the other side. This is the War Room. Don't go anywhere.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Elementary teachers in Canada are launching SJW curriculum to combat belief in two genders. Kit Daniels reports, a teachers union has launched a social justice curriculum for young children, which includes lesson plans on combating heteronormativity, the common belief that there's two genders with natural roles in life. The curriculum, entitled Social Justice Begins With Me, was developed by the Elementary Teachers Federation of Ontario and is geared toward young children up to age 8. The curriculum encourages teachers to read a book in class entitled The Boy in the Dress, which is about a 12-year-old boy who enjoys cross-dressing, and another book called Are You a Boy or a Girl? The group represents all public elementary school teachers in Ontario, and it offers a Rethinking White Privilege workshop and another that encourages children to explore their gender and intersectional identities. This may explain why homeschooling is on the rise in Canada. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
The War Room.
So here's the amazing thing. As soon as this fake dossier story came out, Infowars.com knew it was fake. We called it out as fake. We then took it a step further based on history and experience and research and realized, wait a second, this was a Democrat campaign operation to try to libel and make Trump look bad. And those were the stories that we ran with about a year ago. But on the other side of the table, sources like Vanity Fair ran with the headline, "How ex-spy Christopher Steele compiled his explosive Trump-Russia dossier, the man behind the infamous dossier that raises the possibility that Donald Trump may be vulnerable to Kremlin blackmail. Is Russia expert Christopher Steele, formerly of MI6, here's the story of his investigation." So here's what I'm going to do for you, folks. I'm going to read this. Well, I'm not going to read the whole story, but I read the whole story today, and I'm going to take highlights from it, cross-referenced with the Nunes memo that just came out last week, because they have intentional omissions in this story to try to make it seem more legit, which now we can put names and connections to thanks to the Nunes memo. So this is going to take a couple segments, but it's very important. And if you have any friends out there that still believe that the Russian dossier is real or still believe Trump colluded with Russia, tell them to tune in or share this video with them, because I'm telling you, it's already buried. It's already 6 feet under. This just puts it 30 more feet under and then puts an extra 30 foot of dirt on top of it. I mean, this thing is so fake, it's unbelievable. And then the side note is, so we already know that it was the fake dossier that is the reason the FISA court spied on the Trump campaign. And they knew it was fake. That's why they didn't tell that it was a political opposition research funded by the Clintons to the FISA court. But what was the story? The story was that Trump was colluding with Russia to win the election. But ladies and gentlemen, it is actually true, with more than enough evidence, that it was actually Hillary Clinton that colluded with Russians to influence the election. And I'm not even talking about Uranium One. How do you think this Clinton paid for dossier got made? With Russian intelligence assets and by Russians. So how is it that Russians, who apparently are working with Donald Trump to win the election, are also working with Hillary Clinton to win the election? Funny how that works. So without further hesitation, let's go into this Vanity Fair story. I already read the headline, so let's delve into the actual content of the story. Again, this is from March 30th, 2017, when they were still going full force with this dossier. Now, you may or may not have heard of Orbis, so let me tell you about Orbis. Again, I'm reading directly from Vanity Fair. Orbis was a player in a burgeoning industry that linked refugees from the world of espionage and journalism to the decision makers who ran the flat earth multinational corporations and who also, from time to convenient time, dabbled in politics. So you've got these ex-spies, ex-intelligence assets, whatever, basically nowhere else to go in the private sector. So they go to this place called Orbis, which is, I guess, essentially what you a black market spy, white market spies, whatever you want to say. And that's basically what they're doing. The founding partners of Orbis, trained and nurtured by the Secret Intelligence Service, had been in the shadowy business of finding out secrets in the name of national interest. They had transferred their allegiance to the self-interests of the well-paying customers who hired them. Well-paying customers who hired them. On a warm day last June, that would be June 2016, Christopher Steele, ex-Cambridge Union president, ex-MI6 Moscow field agent, ex-head of MI6 Russia desk, ex-advisor to British Special Forces on capture or kill ops in Afghanistan, and a 52-year-old father with four children, a new wife, three cats, and a sprawling brick-and-wood suburban palace in Surrey, received his second-floor office at Orbis, a transatlantic call from an old client. So you've got a rich fat cat, Hillary Clinton, paying a rich fat cat, Christopher Steele. "It started off as a fairly general inquiry," Steele would recall in an anonymous interview with Mother Jones, that's David Korn. The allegations of financial, cyber, and sexual shenanigans, the allegations, would lead to a chilling destination. The Kremlin had not only, he boldly asserted in his report, been cultivating, supporting, and assisting Donald Trump for years, but had also compromised the tycoon sufficiently to be able to blackmail him. So apparently Russia wants Trump to win, but is also blackmailing him during the campaign for Hillary Clinton. And in the aftermath of the publication of these explosive findings, as nothing less than the legitimacy of the 2016 U.S. presidential election was impugned, as congressional hearings and FBI investigations were announced. Oh, there you go. And that's what we found out. It was the Russian dossier that led to the FISA court spying on the Trump campaign. It was the Russian dossier that led to the FBI investigations and the congressional hearings being announced. And it was all paid for by Hillary Clinton, folks. She wasn't the president. Why was she controlling the federal government? But in the beginning, it was just a telephone call. In many defining ways, it was as if Glenn Simpson, a former investigative reporter, and Christopher Steele, a former intelligence operative, had been born under the same star. Well, of course, that star was Hillary Clinton. Glenn Simpson, in September of 2015, as the Republican primary campaign was heating up, he was hired to compile an opposition research dossier on Donald Trump by Hillary Clinton. Who wrote that check? Glenn Simpson, always secretive, won't reveal his client's identity. How convenient. You know why? Because it's Hillary Clinton. Of course they don't want to tell you back last March that Hillary funded the whole thing, because that collapses the entire argument and makes people realize it was a political hit job, a hack job, fake news, and that Hillary Clinton was somehow controlling the power structure of the federal government while Obama was president. I continue. However, according to a friend who had spoken with Simpson at the time, the funding came from a never-Trump Republican and did not directly from the campaign war chest of any Trump's primary opponents. Fake news, lies. But that's why they say it like this. According to a friend who had spoken with Simpson at the time, that's to give them an out, because that's basically saying, well, maybe it came from a Republican, maybe it didn't. We're not going to tell you. There was a new cycle of disturbing news stories wafting around Trump as the wordy headlines splashed across the front page of where? The Washington Post on June 17th. Inside Trump's financial ties to Russia and his unusual flattery of Vladimir Putin. That's the consolidated effort. That's the Washington Post jumping on board behind Fusion GPS and Christopher Steele. A Hillary Clinton-funded effort to libel President Trump. So when we get back, I continue to break this down, break down the lies, break down the truths, break down how it was all funded by Clinton, and it wasn't Trump that was colluding with Russia in the 2016 election. It was Hillary Clinton. And I'm not even talking about Uranium One. Hillary Clinton paid for Russian intelligence assets to fabricate details about President Trump.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in, because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLive.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. Matt Matt in Ohio. You're on the air. Another Matt. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value, and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
All right, so where are we so far? You've got the ex-MI6 agent, Russian intelligence asset, Christopher Steele, working with Fusion GPS and Mother Jones to develop a narrative on Trump funded by Hillary Clinton. Let's pick it right back up. Glenn Simpson made a call to London to a partner at Orbis, where Steele was working, he had worked with in the past, an ex-spy who knew where the bodies were buried in Russia. That's Steele, again, Russian intelligence asset for MI6, Christopher Steele, Hillary Clinton colluding with Russians, but it only gets worse. Steele threw himself into his new mission. So now we're about to get into the sources that Steele is using to form the basis of this dossier, which was funded by Hillary Clinton and called for by Fusion GPS and gathered by Christopher Steele, an ex-MI6 agent in Russia, Russian intelligence asset. Here are the sources. Source A, to use the careful nomenclature of his dossier, was a, quote, a senior Russian foreign ministry figure. Oh, so the source A for the Russian dossier was a Russian. So Hillary Clinton is paying Russians for information. Is that not colluding with Russia to influence an election? Source B was a, quote, former top-level intelligence officer still active in the Kremlin. So Hillary Clinton, again, funding the dossier, which sources were Russian ministry figures and officers still active in the Kremlin. Is that not colluding with Russia, Hillary Clinton, to influence an election? Source E was an ethnic Russian and close associate of Republican U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump. Now, there are thoughts about who Source E may or may not be. I'm not going to go into that. Maybe we'll find out later. But regardless, the sources for the Russian dossier are all Russian. So Hillary Clinton is paying for research from Russians to influence an election. And they admit it in this story from March 30th, 2016. So here they are in Vanity Fair admitting, well, of course, they don't tell you it was Hillary then. They didn't want you to know that. That was the big secret. And then if you said it was Hillary Clinton, they said you were fake news. But oops, we seized the bank records. We got the Nunes memo. It was Hillary Clinton the whole time. I go on. Speaking in confidence to a compatriot, the talkative Source E admitted there was a well-developed conspiracy of cooperation between the Trump campaign and the Russian leadership. Still haven't seen any proof. The Russian regime had been behind the recent leak of embarrassing email messages from the DNC to the WikiLeaks platform. Well, okay then, why is the Russian regime trying to embarrass the DNC and trying to embarrass Trump at the same time? What's up with that? And then, of course, the obvious question is, why still to this day has the DNC refused to turn over its servers to the DOJ or the FBI so that they can be examined for forensic evidence? Well, that's because this is also probably a lie, and it was probably not the Russians. Of course, it could have been true that it was the Russians that hacked the DNC, but that's just one set of emails through WikiLeaks. You had the Podesta emails and many others. Back to Source E. In return, the Trump team had agreed to sideline Russian intervention in Ukraine as a campaign issue and to raise U.S. NATO defense commitments in the Baltic and Eastern Europe to deflect any attention away from Ukraine. Except, what's the truth? The exact opposite happened. Literally, the exact opposite happened. Trump hit back against NATO, not wanting to fund, not wanting to be involved. Trump has actually given, under the Trump administration, the United States has actually been working with Ukraine to get weapons into Ukraine, going against Russia. And in fact, they now have sanctions on Russia. So all of that from quote unquote Source E is either made up, intentional disinformation, or straight wrong. We go on. The now infamous Golden Showers allegation, which according to the dossier, was corroborated by others in his alphabet list of assets. That's Christopher Steele. Let me read this again. Christopher Steele allegedly had corroborated the Golden Showers allegation with others in his alphabet list of assets. Really? What alphabet list of assets is that? None. Zero. Zero, zero, zero. And that's why when they had to send the request through the FISA court, the FBI, nobody else wanted to touch it originally. We'll get into that. But also, that's why they didn't let them know it was an opposition research paper, because then they knew that it would have never gotten the FISA warrant to pass. And again, they've all said it. It's in the memo. This was never corroborated by anyone. No one has corroborated this dossier. The FISA court can even admit that. I go on. Steele apparently began to suspect that locked in a Kremlin safe was a hell of a video as well as photographs. So now here they are alleging that the Russians are blackmailing Trump with video of the fake Golden Showers allegations. So again, should we be thanking Russia for the return of the U.S. economy? Should we be thanking Russia for sending weapons to Ukraine? Should we be thanking Russia for sanctions against Russia? Should we be thanking Russia for stock market highs? Should we be thanking Russia for manufacturing coming back? Should we be thanking Russia for the repatriation of billions of dollars? I mean, they're clearly blackmailing Trump. Listen, Mr. Trump, we have the video of you with the Golden Showers, see? And yes, we are going to blackmail you. You will make America great again. Trump's like, what? Yes, you will make America great again, or we will tell everyone what you did with the Golden Showers. Trump's like, okay. Yeah, tell me who believes that story. Only an idiot by the name of David Korn at Mother Jones. And here we go. Steele knew what he had unearthed. Oh, he unearthed. Yeah, he made up. He'd say in his anonymous conversation with Mother Jones, was something of huge significance way above party politics. Yet, was it simply a vanity to think that a retired spy had to take on his shoulders to save the world? So now they're talking about Fusion GPS, Glenn Simpson, having to save the world because of a fake document. Everything they've reported has been fake about the Russian dossier and about the golden showers and everything. 100% all of it fake. Everything that we've reported has turned out to be 100% real, corroborated with the fake or with the Nunes memo. So I go on. His duty done, Steele waited with anxious anticipation for the official consequences of exposing this fake document. There were none, or at least not any public signs that the FBI was tracking down the ripe leads he'd offered. Yeah, because the FBI knew it was fake. They knew it was fake. The mysterious trickle from WikiLeaks of the DNC and John Podesta's email. See, now they insert Podesta in there because they know that Podesta wasn't hacked by the Russians. But now they put it in there after they already say, oh, well, the DNC was hacked by the Russians, but they don't mention Podesta back then. This is all trickery. They were continuing in a deliberate, steadily ominous flow. Zero proof it was Russia, and we know that Podesta was fished. But yet, Steele had little doubt the Kremlin was behind the hacking, even though he had no proof and no evidence, and he had shared his evidence with the FBI. What evidence? He didn't share any evidence with the FBI. That's why the FBI didn't follow the quote-unquote ripe lead, because there was no evidence. That's why they didn't tell the FISA court what was behind the dossier. But best as he could tell, the Bureau was focusing, this is key, on solving the legalistic national security puzzle surrounding Hillary Clinton's emails. So the FBI and the DOJ was so busy covering up Hillary Clinton's crimes that they had to ignore Hillary Clinton's most recent crimes, paying for the funding of a fake dossier colluding with the Russians to try to influence a presidential election. I mean, this is nuts. Literally, they admit it. The FBI couldn't follow the quote-unquote ripe lead because the FBI was already too busy trying to figure out what to do with Hillary Clinton's secret email server, where she deleted 33,000 emails. Folks, this is incredible. It only gets better from here. I think I'll be able to finish this on the other side. This is The War Room with Owen Troyer. The truth about the fake dossier exposed.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWars.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank. You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
I want to tell you about an exciting new product we have available at InfoWarsStore.com. And this is basically a product that I've been taking anyway before we even launched our own version of it. Now, the product is Bodies Whole Body Support. This is available right now at a massive 50% discount at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market. It's got the black pepper, which makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Now, we're not even including a lot of the benefits that this product has been scientifically proven to have. So I just got this fresh today, literally the seal's not even being opened on it. It's just $29.95. Again, big chunky bottle, 120 capsules in this bottle. It is Bodies, the ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Get it today.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
All right, right back into the Vanity Fair story from March 2017 in cross-reference to the Nunes memo from February 2nd, 2018. In an early October trip to New York, Steele sat down with David Korn, the chief of Mother Jones. It was a prudent choice. Korn, who had measured out a career in breaking big stories and won a George Polk Award. Oh, really? What big stories has David Korn ever broke? I'll let the audience figure that out, and they'll wait, and we'll be waiting forever. So now you've got Steele meeting with Korn, and he says he's got this big story, but he wants Mother Jones to break it, and he'll give him the details if Korn agrees to protect Steele. Steele's identity would be safe with him. So Steele knew the dossier was fake, knew it was Clinton opposition research, knew it was Clinton colluding with Russians to influence the election, so he didn't want his identity to be on the story, and he knew that David Korn was a big enough idiot to break the big story, and he would run with it. So you've got them protecting Clinton's identity at the beginning of this because they don't want people to know that she funded the whole thing. Then they're protecting Steele's identity because they don't want people to know that he was colluding with Russians to get all of this intel, which would go against their story that Trump was colluding with Russians to influence the election, when literally the exact opposite is truth via the breakdown of this dossier. On October 31st, 2016, in what one of Korn's colleagues would describe as a Hail Mary pass, couldn't be more accurate, he broke a judicious, expurgated version of the story. Quote, a veteran spy has given the FBI information alleging a Russian operation to cultivate Donald Trump. The FBI ignored it because they knew it was fake. So yes, here they are admitting the fake dossier was their Hail Mary attempt to beat Trump. And it was all fabricated by Clinton and by Russia. That was their Hail Mary. They realized Clinton couldn't win. First, the FBI exonerated Hillary Clinton over possible charges involving an insecure email server. Then, 11 days before the election, FBI Director James Comey said, in effect, not so fast. He announced gravely there was a smoking gun on the computer belonging to Anthony Weiner, which, ho, 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 ended up being a smoking gun. And then today, well, let's just say some leaks came out of that. But that's another story. Then in early November, Korn shared a bit of what he knew with Julian Borger of The Guardian. And Simpson, during a sandwich lunch with Paul Wood in the BBC's Washington radio studio, reached into his briefcase and handed over to British journalist a redacted version of Steele's initial report. It wasn't long before, guess who? The New York Times would write the memos by the former spy became one of Washington's worst kept secrets as reporters scrambled to confirm or disprove them. And they couldn't confirm them because it was fake, and they couldn't disprove them because it was made up. But of course, now you've got the Washington Post publishing this story. Now you've got the New York Times publishing this story, but protecting themselves at the same time, saying, well, we can't confirm it. Then at some point in his busy weekend, Senator John McCain and David Kramer, a former State Department official whose bailiwick was Russia and who now toils at Arizona State University's Washington-based McCain Institute for International Leadership, found themselves huddling with Sir Andrew Wood, a former British ambassador to Russia. Sir Andrew Wood served 5 years in Moscow, and he's meeting now with John McCain to discuss the dossier. They talked for hours. Steele passed him the report. Then on December 9th, 2016, McCain sat in the office of FBI Director James Comey and, with no other aides present, handed him the typed pages that could bring about the downfall of the president. So Comey already knows it's fake. He's already dealt with this. He's already turned it down. Now brain-dead John McCain comes to the office with it. He's like, this is serious, James. We need to look into this. So Comey's like, oh, boy. In the waning days of the Obama administration, both the president and congressional leaders were briefed on the content of the Steele dossier. In the waning days of the Obama administration, both the president and congressional leaders were briefed on the contents of the Steele memos. Alex Jones said that Barack Obama was briefed on the dossier the entire time, and they said he's fake news. Vanity Fair published this story March 2017, admitting Obama was briefed on it. Because they want you to think it's real. Now they want to backtrack on everything because you know it's fake. And then in early January, at the end of an intelligence briefing at Trump Tower on Russia's interference in the presidential election conducted by the nation's top four intelligence officials, this is where it gets even more interesting, the president-elect was presented with a two-page summary of Steele's allegations. This is when Comey came to his office. Comey said, I think the Russians are blackmailing you. Trump said, it's all fake. Don't worry about it. And that was that. But again, this is an interesting timing because now they're back in Trump Tower, and at this time we believe that Trump knew he was being spied on. So could that meeting have been a setup the entire time by Trump and by Admiral Rogers? I'll get more to that in a second. And with the mind-boggling moment as a news peg, the dominoes began to fall with resounding thuds. No evidence, no total fake news. And what first BuzzFeed, full of journalistic justification, posted the entire fake dossier online. They went with BuzzFeed, the fakest name since CNN. The Trump campaign engineered, as one early memo warned, a Republican platform that steadfastly refused to give lethal defense weapons to troops in Ukraine fighting the Russian-led intervention. Wrong. The exact opposite has happened. Again, this whole story's fake. Further supporting evidence of Steele's claims that perhaps also can be found in press reports of ongoing federal investigations. Three members of the Trump election team were mentioned in the dossier for alleged ties to Russian officials: Paul Manafort, Carter Page, and Roger Stone. Oh, how convenient, all the ones that they tried to take down. The FBI, in the weeks before the election, grew so interested in the contents of the dossier that the Bureau entered into a series of conversation with Steele to discuss hiring him to continue his research, and then they did! They knew the thing was fake, and then they paid Steele anyway for more fake news. Steele's credentials were the real thing, and this is the big one. This is the big one. Steele's credentials were the real thing and apparently impressive enough to scare the hell out of James Clapper, James Comey, John Brennan, and Admiral Mike Rogers. Now, guys, pull up the Trump tweet from 2 days ago when Trump calls out Comey, Brennan, and Clapper. But you know who he didn't call out in that tweet? Admiral Mike Rogers. Think about that. Did Mike Rogers warn Trump, and did they then set them all up? That is the next question that we have to answer. But folks, again, Steele brings the fake dossier to Clapper, Comey, Brennan, and Rogers, and according to this story, they all bought it. Except, did you pull up Trump's tweet, guys? You know the tweet I'm talking about where he calls out Brennan? There we go. He talks about, go down, top leakers. No, the other way, right there, top leakers. Nope, you just passed it. No, I guess that's not it. Anyway, he calls out Schiff, Clapper, Comey, and Brennan all in this tweet as the top leakers, clearly referring to the dossier because they were the ones that got presented to by Steele. But he doesn't call out Mike Rogers. And remember, it was Admiral Rogers that we believe warned Donald Trump that he was being spied on because Rogers would have been privy to the information coming down via the fire request. Folks, this is just getting more and more interesting. And so that concludes the story. So there you go. Guys, we got 2 minutes left here. We got to find this tweet. I got to find this tweet because it's so important. There it is. So Trump tweets this early morning, February 5th. Now, it was yesterday morning. Was that yesterday morning? My gosh, I can't even keep track of the date anymore. Little Adam Schiff, who is desperate to run for higher office, is one of the biggest liars and leakers in Washington. And then look at the names. Right up there with Comey, Warner, an Obama administration guy, Brennan, and Clapper. Who did Steele show the dossier to in the intelligence agencies? Clapper, Brennan, Comey, and Rogers. Pull up the tweet. Notice whose name is not in that tweet. Admiral Mike Rogers. And I think that that is because Rogers knew it was fake, warned Trump they were using fake intelligence to spy on him, and then they even may have set up a meeting to get them to present that evidence to Trump, even though they already knew it was fake. Folks, this is all going down. I just broke down March 30th Vanity Fair story telling you how the fake dossier was created, and then cross-referenced that with the Nunes memo that tells you that the fake dossier was what was used by the FISA courts to spy on President Trump. And you unwind it, unravel it, and guess what you find out? Clinton created the whole thing. She colluded with Russians to create the whole thing. Obama was privy to the entire thing, was being briefed on the whole thing, and Clapper and Brennan and Comey were also trying to use it as if it is the real deal. Folks, that is the truth about the dossier explained right there. Now, it took me the entire first hour to do that. I did not even plug. So, folks, please get to InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of some of the specials. We've got 50% off bodies right now. 50% off bodies. Folks, if you're active, if you're a runner, or you experience soreness, inflammation after a run or after you play sports or something, bodies is incredible. It is the strongest turmeric extract supplement that I've ever taken. And I can tell you that I was a little bit sore from some basketball that I played last week. And I took bodies, and the next day, all of the soreness was gone. Bodies, InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. Help fund the InfoWar. Help us expand to the next level at InfoWarsStore.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
is the return
of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back. You're on the War Room.
Throw away your television. Time to make.
As you just heard, my colleague Owen Schroyer broke down for you per Vanity Fair, and also reflected in the New York Times on January 21st of 2017, indeed, Inauguration Day, that the so-called dirty dossier, the fabricated document that alleged that Donald Trump had dallied with prostitutes in a Moscow hotel room, was used as the basis for a FISA court warrant, not only on Carter Page, but also on Paul Manafort and yours truly, Roger Stone. Author Ed Klein confirmed in the research for his most recent book that this was also the case. This puts me in an extraordinarily interesting position where now I have to bring a lawsuit against the federal government over the violation of my civil liberties. I have to get to the bottom of why I was illegally, unconstitutionally surveilled. What was the probable cause for such a gross abuse of power? Owen, it really boggles the mind, but it also makes perfect sense because I was able to ascertain in mid-2016 that pieces of financial information, pieces of personal information started popping up on fake news websites that could only have been gleaned from somebody in my email feed, someone in my hard drive, someone who was monitoring my emails, my texts, and in some cases, my phone numbers. My lawyers are already mindful of the fact that I have racked up $457,000 in legal bills defending myself against the phony lawsuit filed by Project for Democracy, a Obama-blessed left-wing front, based on the completely fraudulent claim that I worked with Donald Trump and the Russians to hack the Democratic National Committee and give the information to WikiLeaks for publication. A fabrication, a falsehood, a fairy tale for which they have no evidence whatsoever. Folks, this is a harassment lawsuit that is meant to financially destroy me and my family. Only last week, the president's lawyers at Jones Day entered the lawsuit to declare that there can be no conspiracy because the publication of this material by Assange violates no law. Never mind the fact that we had nothing whatsoever to do with delivering the information to WikiLeaks or obtaining it. So if you want to support my new effort to sue the government for discovery, to get to the bottom of this gross violation of my civil liberties, you can go to stonedefensefund.com now and help finance our lawsuit to get to the bottom of how my civil rights and those of Donald J. Trump were violated. Owen?
Well, it was amazing. I gotta be honest, I don't even remember how I ended up finding this story today. I don't remember if I was just doing research and I turned up on it, if I saw it on someone's newsfeed or something. But when I saw that your name was in here, it was like, oh, so whoever, well, I don't know if it was one of their Russian sources that brought your name up or if that was fabricated by Steele, but they allege, and of course we've talked about it before, you've already had to deal with this in the legal process, but they allege that you had some sort of contact with Russians. Roger Stone is a Russian asset. He's talking to Russians. Trump's compromised by Russians. It's just all made up. I mean, what contact with Russians did Roger Stone ever have, let alone any that would have been illegal? None.
None whatsoever. And yesterday when I put up a humorous video showing me drinking Russian vodka, well, they said I was drunk. No, I was punking them.
Former
Facebook and Google employees are speaking out against what they say are societal dangers posed by social media and smartphones. The group recently formed the Center for Humane Technology, and they're on a mission to highlight the ill effects associated with the very social networks they helped create. As part of their first campaign, titled The Truth About Tech, the group will target 55,000 U.S. public schools in an effort to warn students, teachers, and parents about tech addiction. Tristan Harris, a former ethicist at Google and head of the new group, says the largest supercomputers in the world are inside of two companies, Google and Facebook. And where are we pointing them? We're pointing them at people's brains, at children. Numerous studies have linked excessive technology use among children to depression and developmental issues. The Center for Humane Technology also hopes to develop a ledger of harms, a site to inform tech engineers who may be worried about what they're building. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
Welcome back. There you see me being busted, red-handed, drinking Russian vodka.
Not just any Russian vodka, Stolichnaya.
The good stuff. So, Robert Mueller, arrest me now. You can see me putting my hands out for the cuffs. The libtards are, they're so demented, they don't understand humor. They have lost their sense of humor. I'm punking them over the absurdity of their Russian obsession. Alex Jones is a Russian agent. InfoWars links are being spread by Russian bots. No, they aren't. It's nonsense. It's a lie. It's an excuse for the fact that Hillary Clinton had every possible institutional advantage, and she still cheated and lost. She spent, $2 billion to Donald Trump's $275 million. She had her fancy friends at ABC and NBC and CBS wiring the news coverage for her. She had those loathsome creeps at CNN, working overtime for her election. And she still managed to lose. And they just can't get over it.
Well, don't forget, Roger, she also had her Russian sources write up or essentially provide information for a fake dossier. So she was also colluding with Russians to influence the election and still couldn't win.
Well, you make a very good point. Lee Stranahan, who's appeared here at InfoWars a number of times, has made an excellent case for her collusion with the Ukrainians, a foreign power trying to affect the outcome of a presidential election. Now we learn that Steele wrote a second dossier and that dossier was based on Russian sources. So the mainstream media is absolutely correct. There was a major party candidate in bed with the Russians. There was a major party candidate who had her top aides making millions off their relationship with the Russian oligarchs around Vladimir Putin. Unfortunately, that candidate was Hillary Clinton.
Well, and one thing we're actually awaiting the release of today, the White House may decide by the end of the war room here today to release the Democrat memo. Roger, do the Democrats never learn? I'm beginning to wonder if the Democrats never learn. They never learn that their policies destroy every city that they're in. They never learn that their policies lead to poverty and authoritarianism. But they never learn with their fake documents. The Russian dossier was a sticky grenade that has yet to leave the Democrat hand. And now they're going to release their fake memo? I got news for you. There's no such thing as a counter memo, okay? That doesn't make sense. That doesn't exist. It's fake news. So, Roger, we're now awaiting the White House's decision to release the Democrats' counter memo, a made-up thing, a counter memo. I can't wait. Release the thing. Please release the thing. It's going to blow up in their face.
I couldn't agree with you more, Owen. Look, I'm for full transparency. Let's see what the dynamic duo of dumbness, Eric Swalwell and Adam Schiff have. Or as I said yesterday, don't Swalwell that. It's covered with Schiff. I mean, these guys are, they're pathetic. I mean, they're really pathetic in their back and fill. Only months ago, Adam Schiff was on, oh my God, RT, saying we needed greater transparency in the FISA court system, except for now he's against such transparency. No, this memo's got to be a real extraordinary piece of work. I'm anxious to get it so that we can rip it to shreds.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes you have to clean up some Schiff. You might need a fake Democrat memo to do it with, you know, so that's just how that goes.
Well, also particularly offensive is that pompous ass Joe Scarborough denigrating Devin Nunes because he worked as a dairy farmer. I'd like to see Joe Scarborough put in a 14-hour day working on a dairy farm. That's real work as opposed to the country club dilettante crap that this guy does. Devin Nunes is a hero. Just because he's not a lawyer, well, that does increase the chances that he's honest. And I think he's done the country a great service here. I'm tired of seeing him attacked. The other thing I've found in recent days that is really disturbing many patriots is the announcement of Trey Gowdy that he will leave the Congress. But I would urge those people to look very carefully at his statement. He didn't say he was going back to the practice of law. He said he was going back into the judicial system. I am hopeful that means that Trey Gowdy, a man of, I think, enormous integrity and honesty, is about to take a position in the Trump administration somewhere at the upper echelon of law enforcement. Oh, I don't know, perhaps Attorney General of the United States, to replace the somnambulant Attorney General that we have now, a guy who doesn't seem to be able to find any Russian collusion or malfeasance on the part of Hillary Clinton, can't find any misdeeds by the IRS under Lois Lerner, under Barack Obama, can't find anything wrong with the granting of immunity to Cheryl Mills and Huma Abedin so they could destroy their laptop computers in the Hillary email inquiry. But then other conservatives are concerned about losing the seat of Trey Gowdy in South Carolina. I am very hopeful, Owen, that Pastor Mark Burns, who we've interviewed here on the War Room, is going to make a bid for that seat. I know many conservatives are urging him to do so. I don't know what he has decided, but I would like to include him in that bracket of candidates that you and I have been trying to get media coverage for, the candidates that the mainstream media won't cover because they are hard-charging, young, liberty-oriented conservatives.
Yeah, and, you know, just to get back to Gowdy real quick. Yeah, I mean, seemingly Jeff Sessions, I mean, what has it been, like 2 weeks or 3 weeks since he's been in the news? He hasn't said anything about marijuana, so he hasn't been in the news. You know, Gowdy, when you listen to his comments, he said he wasn't an effective politician. He feels he can be more effective in the judicial system. He was always kind of scuttled in Congress. You know, this is the guy that did investigations into Benghazi and other events like that. So he knows what happened with these things, but he was never able to close the door on any of these investigations in Congress. So maybe he thinks he could be more effective at actually closing the door on some of these investigations should he get back into the Justice Department or into that aspect of government as opposed to being in Congress. It's just strange. I mean, I don't know. I don't understand Jeff Sessions. I feel like if he was playing possum, time is up, Jeff. We're declaring you dead, bro. I mean, you can only play possum for so long until we think you're actually dead.
It is most curious. Look, speaking as someone who was interrogated by Trey Gowdy in front of the House Intelligence Committee, his questions were precise. They were not loaded. They were fair. But they were tough, and I answered every question. I, unlike the folks over at Fusion GPS, did not plead the Fifth Amendment to any question. I came away from that session with enormous respect for Trey Gowdy. He's an honest guy trying to do an honest job. And I can only hope that he is going to join this administration in a position of responsibility. It would be a welcome change from the Rod Rosensteins and the Jeff Sessions, who have, frankly, worked with the Democrats to help bring down this president.
Yeah, Roger, we're about to go to break here, but let's get more into that on the other side, because we've already seen, obviously, Comey gets fired. You have McCabe stepping down. Rosenstein is kind of the other apple in the cart, the rotten apple in the cart that's kind of hanging around. It's like you're wondering, Is Rosenstein going to get fired soon? Is Rosenstein going to step down soon? 60 seconds before break, what do you think the current situation is with Rosenstein?
Well, the White House has signaled that there are no immediate plans to fire him, which I find very disappointing. This guy is an asp in the bosom. It's important to recognize that he was recommended for this position by, I hope you're sitting down, Elijah Cummings, the brain-dead Democratic congressman from Baltimore, hardcore libtard anti-Trumper, and his paperwork was pushed by none other than Reince Priebus, the president's former chief of staff. Why you would ever hire Rosenstein just is beyond me.
Unless he's willing to convert himself into Tweety Bird, like some people think McCabe did, yeah, I don't understand Rosenstein's presence there anymore as well. All right, we take a break. Owen Schroyer, Roger Stone here on The War Room. We'll be right back on the other side.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goat weed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back. You're on the War Room, the expanded coverage here at InfoWars, which is an important point, a part of the expansion that Alex Jones has mapped out for the leading pro-freedom, tip-of-the-spear website and news site in the country. Now, it's very important that our listeners understand that we are completely and totally listener and viewer sponsored. We don't have big multinational corporations financing what we do here at InfoWars. And it's why we can bring you what I like to call the stone cold truth. It's why we can pursue any story without fear of corporate or sponsor pressure. It's why Alex Jones is able to bring you the facts on so many important issues. But none of this, not the expansion of the real news with David Knight in the mornings, indispensable, the midday programming of Alex Jones, or our coverage here at the War Room, is possible without your support, which is why I ask you now to go to the InfoWars store and look at some of the extraordinary specials we are having on the most popular products in the InfoWars line. I myself am an aficionado of Brain Force Plus. My recent trip across the United Kingdom would have been impossible given the breakneck pace and the four major speeches and the spate of big media appearances. It was an exhausting pace, but Brain Force Plus allowed me the mental and in some cases physical energy to focus and continue the fight for freedom. At 25% off, this is a great price, and I can tell you firsthand, this is, for me, an indispensable product. The best of the best. I've tried the other energy formulas that you can get at Walmart or CVS. There are products on the market, you can find them, that claim to do what this does, but you will not find a product as effective as Brain Force Plus. I highly recommend it, but if you're not in the market for Brain Force, look at some of these great First Amendment t-shirts that we offer. In fact, you can join the T-shirt of the Month Club. These are great for triggering libtards, one of my favorite activities when I'm not on InfoWars, driving liberals crazy. And it's a great way to hook up with other like-minded patriots. It's kind of a signaling, if you will. So get involved with the fight for freedom by going to the InfoWars site and giving us the vital support we need to continue our dynamic expansion here at InfoWars. Owen, setback today, the British courts failed to vacate the arrest warrant for Julian Assange. This is very disappointing. Recognize that the original crime for which the British warrant seeks to extradite him, a bogus sex charge in Sweden, has been dismissed. And therefore, we're fighting over a warrant to turn him over for a crime that is he is no longer accused of. This is very disappointing. Even more disappointing is the fact that his physical and mental condition continues to deteriorate. He is living in virtual imprisonment in a cramped embassy that is the joint embassy of Colombia and Ecuador. Don't get the idea that this is some palatial Victorian mansion. It's what the president would call a crap hole. And It is extraordinary because, as we have said many times, Julian Assange is not a Russian asset. This is deep state BS. He's a journalist and a very effective journalist. Unlike the New York Times or the Washington Post, WikiLeaks has never been challenged on the authenticity or the accuracy of the material that they have posted. Do they post material from whistleblowers? Absolutely. That's what journalists do. That's what the New York Times and the Washington Post does. In fact, right now, there's a movie called The Paper celebrating that newspaper's publication of the classified Pentagon Papers, which outline the origins of the Vietnam War. So how can the liberals herald that at the same time they condemn Assange for the classification of the publication of classified information that exposes the corruption of the deep state? Liberal hypocrisy? You're kidding.
Well, and it just goes to show you, and it's been proven multiple times, you can do it when you say, oh, how was Trump's State of the Union speech? It hadn't even happened yet, and they say it's awful. You say, here's some quotes from Trump's State of the Union speech, but it's actually quotes from Obama's State of the Union speech, and they're like, oh, that's awful, and then they find out it's Obama. As soon as you have that brand of supporting Trump or doing something to help Trump, which is what they've done now with the WikiLeaks fake Russian collusion story to help Donald Trump. Now the liberals can't accept Donald Trump, they can't accept Julian Assange. They can't admit Julian Assange is a great journalist. And of course, as you said, no one has ever refuted what he's published is inaccurate. I mean, even the Vault 7 CIA hacking capabilities, they even won't refute. So it just goes to show you the bias right now on the political left in America, where throw out fact, throw everything out. I mean, literally just throw everything out. Do you like Trump? Yes or no? If you say yes, then you're trash. You don't count. But if you say
no, you're a Russian agent.
Am I drinking Russian vodka here today? Russian salad dressing? What's going on?
Now, look, the continued persecution of Julian Assange is one of the great public scandals. I'm really hopeful that justice will finally be done here. When the deep state, when the intelligence agencies say anything with a, quote, high degree of confidence, oh, and that means they have nothing. That means they have no evidence. When they say something is their assessment, that means they're really slinging the bull. No, the problem with Julian Assange is he embarrassed Hillary Clinton. He embarrassed Barack Obama, and he highlighted the rank corruption of that administration. And he exposed the illegal profiteering by John Podesta and the crowd around Hillary. That's his crime in the eyes of the mainstream media.
Well, the amazing thing is that, for now at least, Julian Assange has really done his work, I think, exposing the deep state in America. And now they've entered a situation where they're really just exposing themselves. I mean, this fake dossier, I mean, it's toxic as all get out, but I don't even think we understand the full toxicity of it yet. I think this is going to be even worse for the Clinton camp, worse for the Clinton crime cabal, worse for the deep state, worse for everyone involved than it already has been, believe it or not. And it's amazing to think that here we are. They tried to say that Trump colluded with Russia. Now we have all the evidence. We know it was opposition research made up by Christopher Steele, fabricated. Nothing can actually be, you know, confirmed in this, corroborated in this. And it turns out that the only one that actually colluded with Russians to influence the 2016 election was Hillary Clinton. When will they report that, Roger? When will CNN and MSNBC report that?
And what could be more disgraceful than the role of John McCain in this entire charade? Here's a guy I once admired and who I supported for president over George W. Bush. What has he become? It is really, really disgraceful.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism.
Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
I see the joint was rocking, going round and round. Yeah, reeling and rocking. What a crazy sound. And they never stopped rocking till the moon went down.
Welcome back
to the sworn enemy of fake news. It's the War Room with Roger Stone at InfoWars.com/show.
This is Roger Stone, and you're at Freedom Command Central. Yes, it's the War Room with your co-hosts, Roger Stone and Owen Schroyer. Owen, I was... like so many, like almost 103 million Americans, I was enjoying the Super Bowl the other evening. But I continue to be outraged by the NFL's stalling in the payment for injuries related to, brain injuries related to concussions sustained by veteran players for the NFL over the last couple decades. It's extraordinary to me that the league continues to stall despite the fact that there's a court settlement, despite the fact that the administrator of a multi-million dollar fund has been paid $70 million in fees, there are some NFL players' families who are literally on food stamps. They are stringing these players out, knowing full well that if they die, they don't have to pay. So I have to ask the most obvious question. Is the NFL racist? Because the people they're persecuting are overwhelmingly African American. Your thoughts?
You know, I've tried to tell people this before. The impact and the collisions that these players endure on a play-by-play basis is honestly unfathomable until you've actually witnessed it and experienced it right there on the field. I mean, it's like a car crash every time these guys hit. I mean, these guys are just, I mean, you've seen them muscle bound, they're fast, they're athletic, and they go straight at each other and just boom. And so they find out, they study their brains, and it's like, wow, okay. High school football player, some traces of CTE a little bit. College football player, okay, a little bit worse. But then the NFL players, I mean, it's as bad as it gets. Those are the strongest. Those are the fastest. Those are the professionals. So this is a story to me, Roger, that I don't think it shocks anyone necessarily that retired NFL players are having head trauma, having brain trauma. I think that the sad thing is that the NFL's not cooperating and not even wanting to do anything about it. You know, this goes beyond just the NFL not wanting to pay the veterans that they've already settled with, said that they would pay, and then are not paying them. You know, are they waiting for them to die out so they don't have to pay them? But it's even worse than that. There was a doctor, I forget the doctor's name, it was played by Will Smith in the movie Concussion. PBS did a documentary on it. I believe it was called The League of Shadows. Guys, see if you can find that. I think it was a PBS documentary, League of Shadows, where they get this South African doctor, and he's like, look, I've done the studies on the brains. I know about the CTE. Why won't the NFL listen to me? So even when the doctors were doing the studies years ago, Roger, and they were presenting this information to the league didn't want to hear it. The league knew that this would be damning. Yeah, there it is. League of Denial. Thank you, guys. League of Denial. That was what it was called. The NFL's concussion crisis. So first the NFL tried to act like it didn't exist, and they denied it. Then, well, okay, the doctors are coming out about it. Everybody's figuring out about it. So the NFL said, okay, well, we'll reach an agreement with veterans and we'll pay them this lump sum of money. And then hopefully that'll help them with their medical bills. But then they're not doing it. They're not getting that funding. And then as you said, Roger, I would guess, I don't have the numbers in front of me, 80, 90% of these athletes that they're refusing to pay are African Americans, are black athletes. So here the NFL is. Even with the ratings crashing, even with popularity going down, they're still making money hand over fist. They've got these television contracts. They're making tons of money. Roger Goodell just got a new contract. He's making over $50 million a year. I mean, how is it that the NFL can't afford to pay the players where they got the money to begin with? And Roger, a lot of these players played before the NFL was worth billions and billions of dollars. A lot of these players were playing in the league when they were still building a brand, and now the NFL's just thrown them under the bus, just thrown them away.
No, I urge people to go to topnflsecrets.com to learn this stunning story. You see, there was a multi-million dollar settlement. This is a resolved matter. A fund that I believe is in excess of $375 million was set up and approved by a federal judge for the payment of these players. The problem is that when the players make claims, they're routinely rejected. Oh, there's no period at the end of the sentence in your application. Your claim is denied. This is a stalling action. Roger Goodell should be ashamed of himself. The lawyer, whose name I believe is Sperling, I believe, has gotten a $70 million in fees, but the players aren't being taken care of. There was a terrific piece in the New York Times this past Sunday by one of the players' wives. They're running out the clock, and these people are overwhelmingly African American. This is just rank racism is what it is. Roger Goodell should be ashamed of himself. When it gets a little warmer, I'm going to organize a demonstration outside his posh Manhattan apartment.
You know, I'd like to be a part of this, Roger. Obviously, you know about my history in sports media, and this is actually something that I had covered when I was working in sports media. The NFL was so desperate to bury this story before it got legs, it's actually really sad. And now we're really just kind of finding out about how bad the NFL has been with this. I've always said Roger Goodell has to have blackmail on the league or on these owners. I don't know how he still has his job, especially making that much money. I mean, Roger Goodell makes more money than the highest paid player in the NFL twice. And he's never had to strap on a helmet and get blasted by any of these athletes. So how is that possible? But guys, look this one up. When this first started to kind of blossom and people started to realize that the NFL was trying to hide the facts about concussions, burying these doctor studies, I forget what owner it was. Guys, look up. It might have been Jerry Jones. NFL owner says, it's just as dangerous to watch football sitting on your couch as it is to play. I want to get that quote right, guys. If you can try to find that quote for me. NFL owner says it's just as dangerous to watch football on your couch than to play football. So this is a story that the NFL has been trying to bury for a long time, Roger. And I guess, like you're saying, they're hoping, you know, maybe some of these players die off. Maybe if they bury it and ignore it long enough, it'll kind of just fade away. Well, you know what? Someone has to pick up the ball of this story and take it to the end zone, if you want to accept that analogy, because it's not going to stop happening. And who's going to stand up for these ex-athletes? It's not going to be ESPN. It's not going to be Fox. It's not going to be CBS. They make millions of dollars off the NFL.
That's exactly the problem. So the big television networks and the cable.
It was
news
Goodell.
Networks.
I'm sorry, Roger. I'm sorry. It was Roger Goodell that said that, guys. Roger Goodell is the one that said it's just as risky as sitting on the couch. This man is absurd. I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead, Roger.
Well, and you know what? The New York Times deserves enormous credit for coverage of this story. Their coverage has been outstanding. That piece, which we just showed by Emily Kelly last weekend, it's heartbreaking. It is one of the most moving things that I have read in years. No, we're going to continue to talk about this. We're going to try to get some of these NFL wives on InfoWars, on the War Room, to talk about the egregious conduct of this federal judge, the egregious conduct of the administrator who's been paid $70 million to turn down claims from players damaged while playing the sport. This is a national scandal, and we here at InfoWars are going to keep you up to date on this. We're going to bust this wide open.
Yeah, and you know, this isn't about us trying to push back against the NFL because they want to allow protests of the flag. But I'll tell you what, again, no one else is going to cover this, and we give New York Times credit. No one else is going to cover this because look at all the power the NFL has. You know how many television networks make money off the NFL? Just about every single one of them, whether it be Disney with ESPN, CBS, Fox, NBC, they all get rich off the NFL, Roger. That's why they're not going to touch it. Final words from Roger Stone.
This is one of the most egregious scandals in the country. Owen, given your background in sports reporting, and my commitment to justice and the truth, we're going to stay on top of this story.
All right, we've got another segment with Roger Stone. Don't go anywhere. This is The War Room. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com, and we will continue to grow in the face of the globalists.
Michael ZX is back. And just like we're game-changing when it comes to politics, when it comes to the economy, we're game-changing on supplements. I want to bring you products from the best research out there, from the best labs, the best laboratories, the best scientists that really change lives. Because I want you to get a great effect. I want you to have a great life, be healthy. I want you to see the results, so you reorder it and tell your friends and family about it. Let me tell you, fungus is a scourge. Mold's a scourge. And you can't battle it with this in your sinus or other areas, but in your gut, the main area, you can. MycoZX, available exclusively. Been out for over 6 months at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Ladies and gentlemen, I only bring you products I use myself. I only bring you products that have been proven to have dynamite effects. MycoZX is back in stock right now at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure yours today. You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it could do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Whew, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
InfoWars.com/show.
Well, Julian Assange is a great journalist who has never had anyone actually question the veracity of the things that he's leaked. Here is Julian Assange talking about our very own Roger Stone.
Roger Stone. I've never communicated with the guy. He's never communicated with me. Other than very recently to say, what are you doing saying that we have communicated? Please explain. Because as far as all our records are concerned, we haven't. He has simply brilliantly inserted himself into this equation. Now, remember, Stone was pushed out in 2015 from the Trump campaign. When WikiLeaks was engaged in its publications exposing interference in the primary process at the DNC, that was the biggest thing on political radar for that time period. And so Stone, having nowhere to be, decided to suggest that he had communications with us. But let's look at his predictions. He predicted that our publications were going to be about the Clinton Foundation. He was wrong. All his other predictions, where they're accurate, the statements that we made in public, we said we had information about Hillary Clinton, that we were going to publish it, etc. So when you hear Adam Schiff saying, oh, that Roger Stone said that there's that WikiLeaks publications are coming, we were saying, I was saying on TV interviews that we had publications that were coming that were about Hillary Clinton. So Stone predicted that we were going to publish on October 4. We didn't publish on October 4. That was our 10-year anniversary, etc. Literally, there's no predictions he that he has made in relation that have come true that have not been public. So I think, you know, you have to admire the chutzpah of how he has played on democratic desires to see a connection, and has exploited that in order to sell his books and in order to gain prominence. I mean, it's very impressive. He just simply lays out a piece of bait that he understands that the democratically aligned press will leap forward slavishly and put that hook in their mouth.
Julian, we have to break.
Because it suits him.
WikiLeaks has
okay, there you go. Wow, Roger. Julian Assange basically confirming what you said was fake news, that you and Julian are not in talks, not colluding with one another. And then Julian Assange paying you a compliment there. How about the chutzpah of Roger Stone? Roger, you've got chutzpah.
Well, it's not the first time that some have said that, Owen. Look, when I was in the UK last week, I purposely went by the Ecuadorian embassy, which is a closet. It's a cramped space, and dropped off my business card. I specifically did not ask for a meeting, did not ask to see this great journalist, because I wanted to punk the British media. I wanted to have an opportunity to say yet again, Julian Assange is not a Russian asset. He is not a Russian agent. WikiLeaks is not a Russian front. It's a news organization. And it's a news organization with a record of accuracy. Julian Assange is an honest journalist, and he is being persecuted, and now his health is at risk, and his fate has become a political football. It is time to free Julian Assange. And the administration, Mr. Brennan, Mr. Sessions and Mr. Pompeo, cannot have it both ways. Donald Trump's personal attorneys went into federal court and claimed again that the publication of material by WikiLeaks does not constitute a crime. At the same time, Donald Trump's government attorneys are trying to extradite Julian Assange for what they claim is the commission of a crime in the publication of classified information, something done every day by the Washington Post and the New York Times. You cannot have it both ways. It is time to free Julian Assange.
Couldn't agree more, especially considering that the, well, what would have been crimes that they were trying to accuse him of have been dropped. It's done. Why is he still in hiding? Why does he still have to live this life of seclusion that must be so miserable? I mean, the guy can't even leave that closet, yet here he is, one of the most groundbreaking journalists in world history. I don't know.
People have forgotten the fact that Hillary Clinton actually advocated hitting him with a drone and killing him. That
terrible.
Secretary of State John Kerry actually tried to pressure the British government into rescinding their diplomatic recognition of Ecuador for a day so that they could storm the embassy and arrest him. And Kerry went and threatened the Ecuadorian government and the surrounding Latin American governments as to the negative consequences if they were to continue to harbor Assange. Could this be because they're scared to death that he may of what he may publish next that embarrasses
Bingo.
Them?
Bingo.
That he has totally exposed their deep state tactics of illegal surveillance on the American people and other massive scandals. And for those who say that he's in bed with Donald Trump, just this past week he has published information regarding our relationship with Saudi Arabia, which have humiliated the Trump administration. So much for the idea that Assange is in anyone's pocket.
Yeah, it's just like the same thing with Russia. See, there's a weird dynamic, Roger, where they've got half the population so brainwashed, the wool pulled over their eyes, where they can report anything they want, and they'll just believe it as long as it came from Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, or is against Trump. But, you know, that's an interesting thing to look forward here, because obviously Hillary Clinton was freaked out by Julian Assange because she knows of Assange's power. She knows of WikiLeaks' power. Does WikiLeaks still have something on the Clinton crime cabal? Does WikiLeaks still have emails or some other data that could drop, that could destroy the Democrat Party and wind some of these people up in court? That is the question. Do you have any information on that? I know that you have Julian Assange on speed dial, obviously. I heard about it in the Washington Post, so it must be true.
Actually, we have never spoken, and our communications have been extraordinarily limited and have been publicly disclosed, because they're back and forths, based on, you know, the internet. No, I have called him a hero. I stand by this. I'm tired of hearing the intelligence agency say with a high degree of confidence that he's a Russian agent. This is nonsense. Show us the proof. Stop just repeating the big lie. Show us the proof. What impresses me about him, Owen, is that he's extraordinarily resourceful. But his health is now very clearly deteriorating. His life is very clearly in danger. He's suffering from a frozen shoulder. He has dental problems, including an abscess. He is suffering from depression, which is understandable. If you were sentenced to be within four narrow walls, he's been there now for, I think, since, 2010? This is really getting tedious. And I say, yet again, the president needs to do the right thing. They need to drop the efforts to extradite him. He's a journalist. Wasn't it Donald Trump who said during the campaign on Fox and Friends or one morning, I love Julian Assange? Mr. President, do the right thing in the name of mercy, in the name of justice, in the name of truth. Free Julian Assange.
Yeah, I'd say maybe you take an idea out of the Hillary book and you actually do go in there, but not to drone him or to destroy him, but to extract him, to free him, to give him a life. I mean, this is a man that deserves a life. This is a man that deserves to live freely. And he's locked up in a cage, essentially, all because why? Because he has the chutzpah to expose the Clinton crime syndicate. He has the chutzpah to expose the deep state and everything that they do behind closed doors. It's really sad. This man should be a worldwide hero. Instead, he's caged up in an embassy.
Well, and if the Justice Department under Mr. Rosenstein insists on persecution of Assange, then the president should pardon him of any crimes he may have committed. We're going to stay on top of this story, too, Owen. I pledge that to you.
Well, Roger, we've only got 60 seconds left with you. But, guys, can we pull up some of the memes at War Room memes, the shift memes? Roger, I don't know if you know this or not, but you're saying if it's full of shift, flush it, is going viral. What do you say?
Well, you know, something definitely smells like Schiff around here. Of that, there is no doubt. Look, this guy is pathetic. In my 40 years in American politics, I have never seen a more odious, vile, sweaty, beady-eyed creep in my entire life. And right now, he's busy trying to undermine the Democratic candidate challenging Dianne Feinstein, the seat that he wanted. Now, he didn't have the courage to run. So I put my own application in. I submitted a meme for this terrific series, as you know.
Well, there it is, at War Room Memes. Roger did make his meme. If it's full of Schiff, flush it. That's Roger Stone. This is the War Room. I'm Owen Schroyer. Short break. We're back with the final hour on the other side. 90 miles an hour, girl, is a speed I
drive. Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/...
So I'm watching footage of First Lady Melania Trump visiting the Children's Hospital in Cincinnati. It's just so refreshing to make the First Lady a lady again. You know, Melania Trump is so classy and so graceful. It's so diametrically opposed to what we had with Michael Michelle Obama, who was, and I'm about to make these words up, but I think they're going to stick. Michelle Obama was a clumpy and thuddish First Lady. Clumpy and thuddish. Write that down in your notebook, students. Michelle Michael Obama was clumpy and thuddish. And First Lady Melania Trump is graceful and classy. Now, as the First Lady Melania Trump was visiting the Children's Hospital in Cincinnati, I was watching that. I had the news director here, Rob Dew, come in and say, have you seen this story about the, I guess it's some sort of a factory, pardon me if I'm a little mundane on the details, I'm just learning about this, where they're taking, I can't even believe I'm reporting this, children's flesh and turning it into aphrodisiac pills. I just got this across my desk. Let's go to this report now. Apparently in China, they are using children's flesh to make aphrodisiacs.
Hello and welcome to IB Times TV. I'm Isha Soni. According to recent findings by an SBS TV documentary, South Korean custom officials are on a high alert. They are checking on a certain pill being smuggled into the country from China. This hot commodity pill, claiming to be a stamina booster, is actually made from powdered human baby flesh. Reports claim that the manufacturing company secretly purchases baby hospitals and abortion clinics and stores them in regular refrigerators. Later, this human flesh is put into a medical drying microwave before being ground into a powder and filled into pill capsules. Believed to increase human stamina and enhance sexual performance, these pills are in demand in South Korea and China, where they are believed to be a target for disease. According to reports by Associated Press, since last August, the
customs
discovered 35 smuggling attempts from China in South Korea.
2012, thank you. Sorry.
That there was an established business network between the two countries to fulfill this high demand. A Korean investigative team acquired these capsules and ran DNA tests on it. The test results reported that the pills were 99.7% human. Tests also found hair and nail remnants in the pills. Currently, the customs have narrowed down the origins of the pills to four cities in China. Those who were in possession of the pills denied knowing the ingredients. Thank you for watching. I'm Isha Soni for IB Times TV.
That was brutal. Guys, can you pull up that 2012 story for me again real quick here? This is from ABC News, 2012. Chinese-made infant flesh capsules seized in South Korea. China smuggling in baby flesh pills sold as aphrodisiacs into South Korea. Now South Korea, I guess, is trying to do something about it again, as we just heard reported. Okay. Now, you want to know why we need to shut down abortion clinics, folks? How about that right there? How about abortion clinics selling baby flesh, selling infant flesh to be sold on the black market as an aphrodisiac? If that doesn't make you sick, you don't have a soul. Here's the Washington Times. Planned Parenthood kept aborted babies alive to harvest organs, ex-technician says. Yeah, and then you've got the, was it Project Veritas that got that video of the undercover? Ah, man. So yeah, you know, it's not enough that we just murder babies, you know. You're considered dead when your heartbeat stops, but for some reason when your heart starts, you're not considered alive because it starts when you're still in the womb at a very young age. Folks, we have to stop murdering babies. We got to stop abortion, guys. I mean, this is just terrible. They're keeping babies alive to sell their organs. They're selling their baby flesh to make aphrodisiacs. Can we please stop abortion, please? Can we please stop aborting babies? I mean, this is sick. This is genocide. This is satanic. Stop killing babies. Please. Please stop abortions, folks. It's worse than just murdering babies. They're selling their organs.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Do you hear that, Loretta Lynch? Do you hear that, Hillary Clinton? That is the sound of we the people rising up against your corrupt criminal cabal. You can't stop us. You can't distract us. You can't defeat us. You can't deflate us. Only God can do that. But here's the problem. God's on our side. Welcome back to the War Room final hour here. I am joined now by Dr. Jerome Corsi of InfoWars.com. His latest story, report Bill Clinton offered Lynch Scalia's seat during tarmac meeting. That is according to the latest QAnon post. Without further delay, I bring in Dr. Corsi now to discuss this. We knew that there was some sort of funny business going on with this tarmac meeting, Dr. Corsi. But it seems now, according to Q, we may have found out the juicy details of what was actually going on. But it makes sense if you think about it. Loretta Lynch would say, okay, I'm going to turn my head the other way to all of Hillary's crimes. But what's in it for me? Bill says, well, let's just say I've heard from Hillary that maybe you can get a Supreme Court seat out of this. So you report the story, you tie in dates, you tie strings together. What do you think here? I mean, first of all, you had the weird deal with Scalia. Not even getting a proper autopsy, a strange death there. You have the Justice Department, everyone ignoring Hillary's crimes. You have this illegal tarmac meeting. Is this the linchpin? Is this the answer to the question? Was it all about making a deal, letting Hillary walk, Lynch getting the Supreme Court seat? What do you think?
It certainly sounds that way. I mean, on the report we have from Q, which was pretty startling, was that this tarmac meeting between Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch, which, you know, was key in, we certainly believe key in changing the FBI investigation to kind of switch it off. What Q says is that, first of all, Scalia had been murdered, which is, you know, pretty shocking information, and that in the meeting, Bill Clinton offered to Loretta Lynch that she could be on the Supreme Court if, in fact, she ended the investigation to Hillary's emails. And kind of the background of the story is that President Obama had already nominated Judge Merrick Garland to replace Scalia, but that nomination was going nowhere because the GOP in the Senate wanted to keep the nomination for the next president. And so Bill Clinton on the tarmac was saying to Loretta Lynch, if you play ball with us, when Hillary is president and Scalia's seat is still open, we'll nominate you. Hillary will nominate you to be Supreme Court Justice to replace Scalia, which, I mean, had to be a strong, if it was done, if Q was right, this had to be a very strong inducement for Loretta Lynch to go back and shut down the investigation into Hillary's emails.
Well, and I'm looking at your timeline here from your story, and we tend to forget. There's so much that comes out. We tend to forget about it. You had the Podesta email talking about wet works. Okay, what does that mean? You had the Podesta email talking about replacing Scalia. And I'm trying to recall this, but I believe Justice Scalia died February 15th, 2015.
I'd like to have
February 13th, 2015. So this comes about a year after Scalia's death. Again, strangeness surrounding that. Autopsy not being performed. They tried to call in all these people to do the autopsy. Apparently nobody can do it. He's out in this ranch, this weird deal. So it already looks sketchy to begin with, but there were nothing but questions. But now maybe we think we have the answers. And as we discussed last time we were on air discussing QAnon, I believe that was Friday, I was never one that wanted to report on this. I was never one that rushed to find out the latest QAnon post, but everything continues to come true. It's clear there is some sort of intelligence being shared here via the QAnon post. So you wonder, how legitimate is this? Was it really a murder of Justice Scalia? Was it another Clinton body count? Was that the deal that was made? I mean, what are the odds that we actually find any of this out, though?
Well, I think that these things are coming to light. And as you put together the sequence of events, I mean, a couple of startling parts about what Q is reporting is that not only did Podesta, before Scalia was murdered, talk about these wet works, slang for murder, not related to Podesta, to Scalia specifically, just talking about murder. And then February 13th, 2016, Scalia is found dead. The same day when it's reported back in the East, I mean, Podesta begins emailing about Scalia's replacement. Then on June 27, 2016, is the meeting on the tarmac between Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch, where supposedly, according to Q, the offer is made for Loretta Lynch to take Scalia's seat. July 1, 2016, Loretta Lynch announces she will accept the FBI findings. The next day, July 2nd, Hillary is interviewed. July 5th, Comey dismisses the Clinton email investigation.
And let's recall, too, we've just figured out that we know, guys, flashback to that story real quick because I want to have the dates up here. We know that by the time the FBI had interviewed Clinton on July 2nd, 2016, they had already wrote her off. So Loretta Lynch knew that when she accepted the FBI findings, when she made that announcement, she already knew that the FBI wasn't going to find anything because they already decided they weren't going to find anything. And we found that out via the communications with Comey and Peter Stroke, etc. So it really, again, makes that whole timeline between June 27th and July 5th even more interesting, especially considering that tarmac meeting was already illegal.
Well, yes, I mean, and also it ties into what we now know, and Q points to it, about McCabe, this number two, and Peter Strozek, who were very much involved in rewriting Comey's letter that he read on July 5th.
Yeah, changing the terminology.
Toning it down, make sure it didn't say the exact language that was the statutory language defining the national security crime of mishandling classified information. They toned it down. And the Comey had begun writing his basically acquittal of Hillary before Hillary was interviewed. So,
and wasn't it Lynch who said, we want to change this from an investigation to a matter?
Yes, precisely. A very good point. Lynch also said she wanted to, after the meeting with Bill Clinton, she came back and said, Can't we redefine this from being an investigation to a matter, which is how Hillary Clinton was characterizing it to the media? She wasn't under investigation. It was just an ordinary matter of inquiry. And then finally, QAnon seems to suggest that WikiLeaks may have either a transcript or a transcript and an audio tape of the Clinton-Loretta Lynch tarmac meeting, which if it's the case, you know, could be the coup de grace in this whole incident. But it certainly ties together. I mean, it's an, why would Bill Clinton meet with Loretta Lynch on the tarmac? They tried to keep it secret. What did he offer her, which we have not known? This whole deal with Scalia being killed and Obama not able to get a nomination confirmed, leaving the slot open for Hillary, all fits together. It makes sense logically with the, what Loretta Lynch would have been offered as an inducement to drop the investigation.
And it also makes sense when you look at the timeline of the meeting. The FBI's really not investigating Clinton. I mean, if you want to be honest, they didn't investigate Clinton. They knew what she did was illegal. They just wrote it off. You compare that again with the timeline of the meeting, Lynch's statements, the death of Scalia, and then the assumption that Hillary Clinton was going to win. Because that's the other key in this, as we're about to go to break. They all assumed Hillary was going to win. I mean, it was in the bag for Hillary, especially at that time, especially midsummer. They didn't realize Hillary was going to lose until October 2016. Midsummer, they still thought Hillary was a shoo-in. They had their fake polls. They had everything going. So they're like, oh, yeah, Hillary's going to win. Let Hillary walk, and we'll give you the Supreme Court seat, Loretta Lynch. That seems to be what happens. Will we ever find that evidence, though?
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Crooked Hillary is at it again, gaslighting the population. She says Trump is using the FISA memo as a scapegoat for the Russia probe. Speaking to students at Georgetown University, Clinton said her loss is attributed to misogyny and sexism, but another contributing factor was the outgrowth of all the anxiety and insecurity playing on some people and leading them on a hunt for scapegoats. But thanks to those damning text messages between two anti-Trump FBI investigators, we know the Russia investigation was meant to be Clinton's scapegoat for losing the 2016 election. Peter Strzok and his mistress Lisa Page outlined an insurance policy to derail Trump should he win the election. FBI officials like Strzok and former Deputy Director Andrew McCabe were quarterbacking the investigation into Clinton's illegal server. The FISA memo itself details evidence of the Clinton campaign colluding with the FBI, DOJ, and the State Department. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
You know, the crew was pointing this out, and sometimes I almost have to go into, like, some weird, like, numbing way to cover news so that I don't get so outraged and I can actually cover it effectively. But ladies and gentlemen, again, Dr. Corsi has the timeline here on his story at InfoWars.com. We're going to pull up these emails. Dr. Corsi's still with us. February 2nd, 2016, Podesta email re-wetworks, of course, slang for murder. Then February 13th, 2016, Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia dies. Then February 13th, same day, you get the Podesta email regarding the Scalia replacement. Folks, do I have to put two and two together for you, or can you do math for yourself? February 2nd, the head of the Clinton campaign, essentially, the Democrats, everything, John Podesta talks about wetworks. February 13th, Supreme Court Justice Scalia dead. That same day, Podesta sends emails regarding the Scalia replacement. Do I have to put two and two together for you? Don't forget about Seth Rich either. I mean, Dr. Corsi, I feel like we're just, I said this yesterday, we're kind of in limbo right now, where you had President Trump say yesterday, we caught him, we got him red-handed, we know what he's talking about. I don't even know how to report this. I don't even know what to say. I mean, this is insane. These emails are verified. They came from Assange. They came from WikiLeaks. We have the dates. I mean, where do we go from here?
Well, you know, the curious thing about Scalia's death always was that he was known to be in pretty good health, and the death was sudden, and he was found.
Yeah, the pillow over his head or whatever.
Yes, he had a pillow over his head. Now, why, you know, it's not normal sleeping to put the pillow over your head on top of your head.
Yeah, usually you have your head on top of the pillow.
Right. Yeah,
unless you're hanging out with the Clintons.
And no autopsy was done. And Scalia's body was, I believe, cremated. So the evidence is all gone. And, you know, all the investigation of it was very quickly squelched. So it was ruled, I believe, a heart attack. Now, when QAnon is, and I believe QAnon is a military intelligence source, all of the reporting that he's giving, the details, which we're able to validate. And so far, QAnon has been able to be validated. Sometimes he's talking about things that are going to happen a bit in the future. But when you go back, you can fit together what the predictions have been. He's basically saying we're going to find out that the tarmac meeting with Loretta Lynch was about Bill Clinton saying to Loretta Lynch, if she played ball, got Hillary exonerated from all this FBI investigation, that Loretta Lynch could have Scalia's seat on the Supreme Court. And of course, the nomination of Garland that had been made by President Trump was stalled, was not going to go forward because the Republicans in the Senate were going to keep that nomination for the next president. So the offer from Bill Clinton that when Hillary was in the White House, she would nominate Lynch to be on the Supreme Court was very credible.
I feel like
a tempting offer.
You know, again, we know that all of these crimes are going on. We know about how Clinton paid for the dirty dossier. Now it appears we know about perhaps some wet works with Clinton's and Justice Scalia, and then the replacement guarantee to Loretta Lynch. All this is sitting out there. If you believe QAnon, he's confirming all of this essentially as fact. And I guess, like I said yesterday, we're kind of just in limbo here. I mean, we know the Democrats are guilty of all these crimes. We know that Obama is most likely guilty of treason, at least sedition. We know that Hillary Clinton was behind the entire Russian dossier, colluding with Russian intelligence assets to get it released. So, I mean, are there deals being cut, do you think, behind closed doors? Is that what the patience here is? While all these people are cornered and trapped like rats, they're being offered deals, they're being offered plea bargains. What's going on here?
I think it's just the prelude to these people resigning and being under criminal investigation. It's just starting, but it's like a chess game where the opening of the game is over. The Russian collusion Mueller investigation failed. We're now in mid game, and the mid game is the Trump counterattack. And what we're finding is that the Democrats are corrupted, politicized, weaponize the Department of Justice and the FBI. We know, for instance, in this timeline that I'm presenting here and what QAnon says, that Loretta Lynch basically was responsible being induced for this offer to be in the Supreme Court by Bill Clinton. We know that both McCabe and Peter Strzok were involved in making sure the language of Comey's public announcement did not include anything. It was all toned down. They rewrote his announcement. Comey was writing his announcement before the investigation was finished. So we know the fix was within the Department of Justice and the FBI to exonerate Hillary on the email investigation. What we just haven't known is why. And maybe this offer of Supreme Court nomination to Loretta Lynch on the tarmac, especially if it can be backed up ultimately by a WikiLeaks tape or transcript, is going to be just startling information. And QAnon dropping this has made this aware to the entire expanding community that is researching in depth on the 8chan and the internet, all the materials, and also on the Reddits that are committed to this. Like, for instance, you've got Calm Before the Storm underlined stream, and I've been participating with them on their YouTube almost daily. Examinations of new Q drops. This is a very much of a deepening and expanding story, and I find QAnon to be quite credible.
Now, you've been covering this pretty intently, as you were saying, and I wanted to rack your brain here. Did QAnon suggest that perhaps Assange had already worked out a deal with Trump or had even already been extradited? Was that QAnon asserting that?
Yes, there was a QAnon post on Christmas in which he said that Assange was going to be extracted secretly by the U.S. government from London and brought to Switzerland, working with the intelligence agencies and getting him across on train. It kind of fits together because we learned 2 weeks later, January 12th, about that the Ecuadorian government had given Assange basically a passport. They naturalized him and gave him a diplomatic passport.
Now he has that diplomatic immunity and can travel, right?
Exactly. And then in the announcement that was made of that in Ecuador, the government announcement, they let in the middle of the announcement saying he had been granted this in the middle of December, the passport and a diplomatic passport. So they had a month there where no one knew that Assange had diplomatic passport ability to travel with immunity. And that's the time in which you extract him from London. Once the world knows he has a passport, London's going to start watching the Ecuadorian embassy a lot more closely. And it's a lot harder to get him out.
All
right. So certainly from a undercover operation, you'd get him out before you made it clear this kind of backstory of the passport being granted.
The story is on Infowars.com by Jerry Corsi. Bill Clinton offered Lynch Scalia seat during tarmac meeting, according to QAnon. All of Jerry's stories are at Infowars.com. Be sure to check them out.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that says there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to plow into all of this, that I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Anybody happen to see the State of the Union address? Right? Okay. So I got good marks. But I said you have the lowest black unemployment in the history of our country. It was like, it was a game. You know, they play games. They were told, don't even make a facial movement. And I'm talking about, you have the lowest Hispanic unemployment in the history of our country. This isn't me saying, this is the charts, the polls. We have the lowest in the history of our country.
Speaks the truth.
Dead silence, not a smile. In fact, there was one guy when I said the lowest African-American unemployment, he was sort of clapping. Like, who was that guy? He's a nice guy. I think he was a reverend. And he was, I wouldn't say it was exactly arousing, but he was putting his hands together. And I want to find out who he is. I'm going to send him a letter of thank you. And he was probably severely reprimanded. Don't you think, Rob? I think so. Because he was the only one.
Joe Manchin wanted to stand and applause, and Chuck Schumer shot him a dirty look. He sat back down.
Okay, then our country do well. That's what it means. It's very selfish. And it got to a point where I really didn't even want to look too much during the speech over to that side. Because honestly, it was bad energy. Mm. No, it was bad energy. You're up there. You've got half the room going
satanic
totally
energy.
Crazy, wild. They loved everything. They want to do something great for
chanting
our country.
Chanting USA.
And you have the other side, even on positive news, really positive news, like that, they were like death. And un-American. Un-American.
Did you hear that? He was just responding to the audience.
Yeah, I guess. Why not?
See, that's what he says.
Can we call that?
See, this one's like Trump actually listens to the people. He doesn't think he's above we the people. He views it as one of us. So he's out there. He's like, you can pull it down. So he's out there. He's like, you know, and now the White House, of course, is under all kinds of scrutiny for Trump saying this. They're trying to walk it back. Like, oh, Trump says that the Democrats are like death and committed treason. Well, it's like, yeah. When we're over here chanting USA and I look over at the Democrats, they're sitting there pouting. It's like death. And so then he hears from the audience, someone yells, it's un-American. And he's like, damn right, it's un-American. Then he hears someone else say, it's treasonous. He's like, maybe it's treasonous. Maybe it's treasonous. But Trump knows it's treasonous. And that was also the speech that I played the clip, I think, three or four times yesterday when he's like, we got him. I'm telling you, I really think that there's a lot of patience being executed right now on behalf of President Trump and the Trump campaign. And I think it's kind of illustrated in that clip where he's like, we got him. And he doesn't go into detail because he knows he can't expose everything that's going on behind the scenes yet. So he's just like, we got him. We got him. Who's we? We the people. We the people got him. We got the treasonous traitors at the highest levels of the U.S. government. So just wanted to play that clip real quick. Let's now go to Chuck Schumer, though, that dirty rat Democrat who thinks Trump is probably the most dangerous and worst man to ever hold the presidency.
We are dealing with probably the most dangerous and worst man in the presidency we have ever had in the history of this nation. But we are going to win the fight.
Oh, okay. Just wait till wait till what history comes out about Obama comes out.
While Johnson won that primary, he only won by 3 points or 4 points.
You know what? I don't want to hear from the rat. That's fine. That's enough of the rat. So Trump is the most dangerous and worst man to ever hold the presidency, according to Chuck Schumer. Well, yeah, I mean, again, it's terrible. Black unemployment, record lows, Hispanic unemployment down, the jobs are coming back, the economy's coming back, repatriation money coming back from overseas. Trump always wants to signal to the family, signal to God that we're one nation under God and God unites all of us. I mean, clearly he's the worst man ever. Most dangerous, worst man ever. Clearly, is President Trump for invoking God and talking about pro-American stuff and pro-family. So for Chuck Schumer and the Democrats, yes, when you invoke God and you put American first, you're the most dangerous and worst person ever. So yes, if you love God and you love America and you're the president, according to the Democrats, you're the worst person for the job. You need to be more like Obama and crap on the country, crap on God, crap on our heritage, and smell like sulfur the whole time. Let's now go to clip 11. This is now John Brennan, who got called out by President Trump, who got duped or went along with the fake Russian dossier. Here's now John Brennan saying that Nunes is the one abusing power.
And Devin Nunes, over the past several months, all the way back to the spring of last year, I think has been engaged in these tactics purely to defend, make excuses, and try to protect Mr. Trump.
You were pretty rough on the Senate Intel Committee when they released the so-called torture report. Compare the two.
Diane Feinstein and I had some very, very confrontational.
You went on this show and had some, I think, tough things on it.
And I thought it was a partisan one-sided report.
You're a leaker.
Report,
yes, you're a liar.
Senator Feinstein kept the Republican.
John Brennan, the leaker. John Brennan, the liar.
Did not decide to put something out that only reflects the
CIA director under Obama.
The Democratic side. The fact that Devin Nunes and the Republicans denied the ability of the minority, the Democratic members of that committee, to put out its report is just appalling.
They will.
And I think it really underscores just how partisan
fake news.
Mr. Nunes has been. He has abused the office of the chairmanship of HPSI. And I don't say that lightly. I think over the past year,
turd.
He has demonstrated
right,
he's engaged
in these
tactics.
So we've got the evidence. CIA, FBI, they're all abusing their power under the Obama administration and then illegally spied on American citizens, really trying to spy on the Trump campaign, getting all of this data. And it was all because of a fake dossier paid for by Hillary Clinton that John Brennan was one of the people that confirmed it, corroborated it, even though he had no evidence. And even though he knew damn well that was funded by Hillary Clinton and that the president at the time was being briefed on it the entire time. That's all confirmed. But then John Brennan, a liar and a leaker, says that Devin Nunes is abusing his power and then says that they're refusing to let the Democrat memo released. Oh, sorry, John Brennan, you're fake news. The Democrat memo is now waiting for the White House to release it. The Republicans in that oversight committee said, please release your Democrat memo. Look at all the dirt we got from you guys releasing the Russian memo on you. Go ahead, release another memo. We'd love for you to give us more opportunity to investigate you for more crimes and lies. So they did that, and we'll get the Democrat memo, and John Brennan will look like an idiot. But here's the thing. Let's not forget, folks, the CIA was basically a holdover intelligence organization from, was it World War II or World War I? Regardless, the Congress is over CIA. When did we enter this realm of thinking? It's just like Phil Mudd. The FBI's been here for decades. Trump's only been around for 13 months. So what? The FBI can be shut down tomorrow, bro. Same with the CIA. Because guess what? Congress and the president and we the people are all above you. But that's not how the people like John Brennan and Philip Mudd think about it. They think they're above you. John Brennan at the CIA, Peter Stroke, Andrew McCabe, all these people at the FBI, they think they're above you. That's why Mudd goes on CNN and says, Trump's nothing. Ah, the FBI will deal with them. The FBI is the real power. Chuck Schumer says, you mess with the intelligence agencies. They've got five ways of Saturday to getting back at you. Well, what is he talking about? He's talking about the liars at the CIA like John Brennan. He's talking about the Clintonite pals like Comey at the FBI. And here's the thing, folks. Never forget the FBI and the CIA, of all the power they've been able to corrupt and all the power that they've been able to basically steal and rob from we the people over the course of the last decades can all be null and void as soon as we want it to be. We can shut down the CIA and the FBI tomorrow as long as Congress wants to and as long as we the people want to, because Congress was here first and we the people were here first. So no matter how much the CIA and the FBI and the Phil Mudds of the world want to come out and say, the FBI's in charge, don't mess with the FBI, don't mess with the intelligence agencies. How about this? Don't mess with we the people, because we're not dead yet. We the people control this country, you dirtbags at the CIA and the FBI. So if we want to shut you down, we will.
Elementary teachers in Canada are launching SJW curriculum to combat belief in two genders. Kit Daniels reports, a teachers union has launched a social justice curriculum for young children, which includes lesson plans on combating heteronormativity, the common belief that there's two genders with natural roles in life. The curriculum, entitled Social Justice Begins With Me, was developed by the Elementary Teachers Federation of Ontario and is geared toward young children up to age 8. The curriculum encourages teachers to read a book in class entitled The Boy in the Dress, which is about a 12-year-old boy who enjoys cross-dressing, and another book called Are You a Boy or a Girl? The group represents all public elementary school teachers in Ontario, and it offers a Rethinking White Privilege workshop and another that encourages children to explore their gender and intersectional identities. This may explain why homeschooling is on the rise in Canada. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This is hilarious. The Democrats and liberals are so stupid, they think President Trump said the Democrats were treasonous because they didn't stand for his State of the Union. That's how in denial they are. That's how they don't even have blinders on, where like the horse has the blinders so that they can't see side to side. Their blinders are like this. They have shutters on. President Trump said that the Democrats are treasonous because they didn't stand. No. President Trump said the Democrats are treasonous because they made up a fake document that was opposition research and then used that to spy on American citizens, and the entire Obama administration knew it was going on. And that's just the beginning of the treasonous activity. But, hey, once libtarded, well, good luck coming back. Ladies and gentlemen, everything we do here is possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. I didn't do a good job plugging today. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com, support us. We've got great specials going right now, including 25% off one of the top-selling products, top-rated products at InfoWarsStore.com. That's BrainForce Plus. You got 53% off CellForce right now, which is one of our more advanced formulas. 50% off the new formula BodEase, which is a great turmeric supplement if you're into taking turmeric for joint relief and inflammatory pain. You've also got the special right now that's coming out for Valentine's Day, which is the InfoWars Life His and Hers Pack, which is 40% off Super Male and Super Female Vitality. 40% off Super Male and Super Female Vitality. This is the Valentine's Day special, the InfoWars Life His and Hers Pack. But there's all kinds of stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Air filters, water filters, t-shirts, pro-America hats, pro-America shirts, pro-America hoodies, and then, of course, all the great supplements as well. Survival food. I mean, it's really amazing what we've done with the InfoWars store because we've made it easy for you to support us now. Everybody uses toothpaste, so get your toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com. Super blue, fluoride-free toothpaste. My favorite toothpaste. I think the best toothpaste on planet Earth. Everybody uses shampoo. So now we've got the Emrex Essentials organic shampoo. We've got a massager. I think we just launched that. Pull the massager back up, guys. Look at this. Look at the InfoWars massager. Are you kidding me? Tim Tam Power Massager at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a neck and back massager. So if you can't find something that you want or that you need at InfoWarsStore.com, well, you haven't tried. You haven't looked. Because I promise you, shop at our store, InfoWarsStore.com. You're going to find something you want. You're going to find something you need. And if you try the supplements and the products, you're going to realize how powerful and how great they are. That's why they get such great reviews. InfoWarsStore.com. They try to censor us, folks. They're trying to shut us down. They want to cripple us. But you make it all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So no matter how much censorship we get on social media, no matter how much the Democrats want to shut us down, as long as you are there supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com, we will never stop fighting and we will never go away. All right. I need to do a news blitz here. So let's just do this. Let's start with Adam Schiff. You've got... This is amazing. Guys, let's roll clip six. Adam Schiff says that Russians promoted the Second Amendment so that Americans would kill each other.
But we can see, for example, on Facebook, so graphically what I was mentioning earlier,
such a joke.
The multiple aims of the Russians in their interference in our elections, because
that's a lie.
On Facebook you had the content that was clearly anti-Hillary, and you had the content that was very pro-Trump.
But and here he is using Facebook that is clearly in the tank for Hillary.
Being pushed through social media was just content designed to pit us against each other, to exploit our divisions.
That's what the Democrats are doing with fake information.
As you have seen, they parroted Black Lives Matter to try to broaden the racial divide in this country.
That was the Democrats.
Fascinatingly, they also trumpeted the Second Amendment. Apparently, the Russians are very big fans of our Second Amendment. They don't particularly want a Second Amendment of their own, but they're really glad that we have one. The Russians would be thrilled if we were doing nothing but killing each other every day, and sadly, we are.
What an idiot. Where do most gun crimes happen? In gun-free zones like Chicago, Baltimore, Washington, D.C.? Adam Schiff. That guy is so full of Schiff. That guy is 100% Schiff. If it smells like Adam Schiff, it smells like Schiff. Flush it. So just continue to embarrass yourself, Adam Schiff. Oh, by the way, he is funded by George Soros. There are rumors that he is married to George Soros' daughter. That is not true. Though Robert Soros, George Soros' first son, is married to a Schiff, that is not any direct relation to Adam Schiff. So if before you see any of that, you just need to be aware of that. But, oh, just in the nick of time, today, Adam Schiff sent his staff to try and collect classified materials for the FBI after Russian pranksters told him Putin has naked blackmail pictures of President Trump. You see, I told you, these people were literally high off their own excrement. They make a fake Russian dossier. They allege that Russia has blackmail on President Trump, videos, pictures, whatever. They know it's fake, but then Adam Schiff is such a pathological lying moron, he falls for it. I'm telling you, they are high on their own bullshit. They are high on their own bullshit. So these pranksters, these famous pranksters in Russia, call up Adam Schiff. They're like, we've got naked pictures of President Trump. It's very damning. And he's like, oh my gosh, that's right. I heard about that in the fake Russian dossier that I believe, even though I know it's fake. And then he sends his staff to get the pictures, totally pranked. Adam Schiff. Okay. Now you got to cover some real news. Did you hear about the Amtrak crash on Sunday? A fatal train crash in South Carolina that left two Amtrak employees dead and 116 people injured. Instead of putting the Amtrak train on its normal main path, the train was instead diverted to a set of side tracks where if you've seen, you know, railroads, you'll notice how there's like a series of side tracks where they kind of harbor trains and it's kind of just a storage area, if you will. And what had happened was the switcher never switched it back to the main track. So the train ended up going off the main track over to the side tracks. Well, it turned out that the switcher was padlocked. That's right. Investigators found a padlock on that switch, which they say that means that there would have had to have been some maintenance being done. But nobody's reporting any scheduled maintenance. Nobody's reporting any maintenance being done. Who padlocked the switcher? Is this a case of domestic terrorism? Don't forget the GOP retreat that was going on that had the train on it that was carrying the GOP members that crashed too. Is there direct sabotage going on to train tracks right now in the United States? Is this domestic terrorism? There needs to be a full investigation launched into that. This is from the Washington Examiner. Are robot cops the future of efficient, bias-free policing? Oh, now you get it. Now you see why they're demonizing police. Now you see why they're saying police are racist so that you'll accept a robot police. Yeah, no thank you. No thanks. No thanks to a robot police. But now it makes sense why they're trying to demonize the police so bad and say they're racist because they want to bring in the robots. Did you hear it on the Alex Jones show today from a old Howard Stern interview? Kit Daniels has the story at Infowars.com. Director's pedophilic rape statements even shocked Howard Stern, who is a shock jock. Film director Quentin Tarantino, now embroiled in the Harvey Weinstein controversy, once claimed that Roman Polanski wasn't a rapist because having sex with a 13-year-old isn't rape. Boy, if that doesn't show you the mindset of Hollywood. Again, that's just an example of these people getting high off their own bullshit. Let's just put it this way. Just like Adam Schiff falls for his own bullshit, even though he knows it's fake, that's what Tarantino is doing. And I'm just going to leave it there without saying anything else. Seven people charged with over 127 offenses of horrific child sex abuse. This was in Australia. But according to Quentin Tarantino, you know, that's not rape. That's consensual. Justin Trudeau interrupts woman and tells her to say people kind instead of mankind because it's more exclusive. This is the cuck in chief over there in Canada, cuckland, where they're now changing their anthem to not use any words that have man in them. And then in New York, officials postpone school's daddy-daughter dance due to NYC's gender-neutral policy. So you're not allowed to have a daddy-daughter dance in New York now because they're gender-neutral. Here you go. Suspect in NFL player's death was undocumented with a prior DUI. Had a prior DUI, still driving, deported twice, and still in America, killing American citizens. And CNN reported on it. CNN finally reported on it. Trump's not fake news, CNN. You are. That does it for the War Room today. I'm Owen Schroyer. As usual, you stay classy, Info Warriors.